You're with SBS Radio.
Now, with me in the studio, I've got the legendary Ray DiMacquarie Dixon from the powerful and beautiful heart of the Northern Territory. Ray grew up singing in one of the world's oldest languages, Mutbura, a language now spoken by less than 50 people. But today, Ray is not here to talk only about the language. He's also here to tell us about his latest creation, a beautiful album, his first. Standing Strong is the name of the album. Welcome to NITV Radio, Ray.
Thank you very much.
Now, you are a guest today, not just a guest to talk about anything, but we are here to talk about your latest creation.
So honored and to be here in Melbourne and do my launch for my first solo album. So it's so powerful.
It's an album that has got is carrying a strong message for you, and especially for the upcoming, the younger generations that will be following us after we've left this world.
I've done this to encourage my people and my young generation to stand strong, and they can do whatever they can with their who they are and in their language and their culture.
Standing Strong is the name of the title song on this album. Yeah. How did this come about? How long did it take you? Because we haven't heard from you for a while.
It took me a few years to come with this title, and I've done a lot of stuff in at home, and what really struck me is it's a very strong, powerful journey for me, and what I'm facing at home now is it's a big thing in my life, in my community. We got fracking. It's not something that it's been around for us, but it's a new thing. It's so devastating, and it's so terrible to talk about it. It's a disaster for my land, for my people, for my young generation, and the war I'm gonna get in, you know, the climate change and all this sort of thing taking place right now, and that's why I make this album, Standing Strong.
Yeah, because we saw it's already some young people, other traditional owners have been really calling in the last few days. Actually, there was an action in Sydney last week by some traditional owners and community leaders coming in and talking about this really calamity that's happening there, fracking on land, and it's poisoning the water sources and endangering your livelihoods in the Northern Territory.
Definitely, it is happening, and our people are really, really standing strong. I'm standing with them, and through my album, I want the future to listen in, through my language, and continue standing and be strong for their homeland, for their right, for their identity, for who they are.
Yeah, and you've penned songs just to actually raise awareness about this thing that has fallen upon your community, your people, and it's going to affect us as well, because when the environment is affected, it's not just a local thing, it's all of us on this planet. We said we share the same planet, it's going to affect you, us in a way or another. Without further ado, you brought your guitar, let's just hear the track we're
talking
about here.
For sure, I'll do one of my track, and it's called Nguramala. Yeah.
beautiful one. And one thing that we have to mention about you, you sing in your language, and you've been really, you're a passionate ambassador for your language, and it's a language that's spoken apparently by less than 50 people.
Our language is small and spoken, and we're teaching our young children at school. A family member are doing that now, and for me, writing song in my language, it's a powerful way of them listening to it, and if they buy my CD or they can listen on YouTube, iTunes, they'll learn more about my Mutpura language. And the language, you're carrying it, and it's a special thing for us in our life, is carry our identity.
Yeah.
And it's so special and strong and powerful.
Yeah.
And that's who you are.
Yeah.
Language is that.
The spirit, the country, the history. It's not just words. It carries a lot of meaning and connection to each other, to country and culture.
Yes.
Yeah. Going back to your struggle, your fight for your community, it is to be said that it's a community near...
700 k's from Darwin.
Yeah.
And 700 k's from Alice Springs, south, in the Northern Territory.
Yeah.
And we got a town called Catherine North and Tennant Creek, and we're in the track there in the middle of the Northern Territory, in the town called Elliot, and I got a small little outstation homeland called Mullinger, so we kind of in that area.
That's where you are.
That's where we are.
Now, when you launch this album in a couple of days' time, the launch will be featuring some other great names that you brought together. Tell us about the launch or the event that's happening in a couple of days' time in Melbourne.
It's happening at 45 downstairs.
You've collaborated with a few other people. How did this collaboration come about?
Finney Kay and Smith, we come from about two to three years. We met this beautiful lady in one of our festivals in the Northern Territory called Desert Harmony, and she come there one year, and she seen all the Aboriginal artists, and she fell in love with my song and with my music, and
then she came along, and the result is 7 beautiful tracks. I received them all. Ray DiMacari Dixon is our guest today, talking about his latest album, Standing Strong, a masterpiece of musicianship and storytelling. And it's a cry for the environment, a cry for an environment, his livelihood threatened by fracking, yet not much is said about it. And you're a voice to try and raise the awareness.
Yeah. Right now, back home, my people, my family, they're all doing what they can, and they're still fighting this fracking, and they're standing strong, and our young children, in a few weeks' time, they're going to be on strike, so they're not going to go to school, so that I think we need to listen to them, and politicians need to listen to them and listen to the extent that they're the future, and they're the one going to live in this world, in this planet.
Yeah. Can you just tell us how this fracking is affecting the community? Because some people have said, the water is being poisoned, and these big corporations have open air dumps for their chemicals and all that. And
that is true.
Wastewater and all that. Yeah.
Very true. I'm living downstream from where it's going to take place. I'm living right down where the actual water flow when it's wet season. it can go for 6 months, the rain can go for 6 months, and the water can just spread out like a lake. The water can just be on floodplains. It's dry, but once it starts raining, it just can be filled with water.
So it's going to just, if you say there's heavy rains, then those basins where they keep their wastewater will just overflow and overflow in agricultural land areas.
Yeah. What I learned in a few years, that they're going to use a lot of water to do the fracking.
Yeah.
And they'll be using, they'll be taking water away from us, and they'll be contaminating the water as well, so that make it really tough for us.
Yeah. Before we close, there's something you might want to say that we haven't covered. A take-home message for the community out there.
Love to hear all my countrymen, all my brother and sister. No matter what language we speak, no matter what color we are, we all need to stand strong. Palawa garing inyanga mora. Mujo, nginyama ngora pangala padokoro, palawa korichkari nyangalo.
Thank you so much, Ray Dixon.
Ninya kira, nyuninya kira, pali korichkina. Bali kurit nyanglu inyanga mora. Bali ngadangana padakuru nyamba nyamba dara. Ngolaka inyanga. Mojo garing gari palawa mojo garing gari abala pali kuri kena larpama abala pali kuri kena larpama Gundiya walija, pranango manini, kuri karili nyune nyongora. Kati patara, yanan gini, lorpo nyune nyongora. Palawa mojo garin gari. Mojo garin gare abala bali kuri keina larpama abala bali kuri keina larpama abala bali kuri keina Larpama.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.